From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the parishioners of the St. Patrick's Church in Catskill are pursuing a mixed plan to save the historic church, despite the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany's declaration that the decision of Bishop Edward Schaffenberger is final. The diocese closed the church nearly 10 years ago. The Friends of St. Pat's met Tuesday, September the 20th, to discuss various ideas for saving the parish. Brody Hale told the group the church was improperly closed when Schaffenberger failed to issue a decree of regulation. The decree was the only way, under canon law, that the closure could have been challenged by the parish. Without it, there is the possibility the bishop's decision could be overturned. The group is organizing a petition to the diocese demanding the church be reopened. In the meantime, the church building remains unused and in need of repair. The Friends group asked Schaffenberger in a letter this summer to consider allowing a fundraising campaign to support an effort to repair the historic building. Schaffenberger said an earlier capital campaign did not raise enough money, and the best decision was to close the church and move services into the building that once housed St. Patrick's Parish School. In a conversation with the paper on Wednesday, September the 21st, a diocese representative said the bishop's decision was final. Diocese of Albany Director of Communications Mary DeTouris Pulse said, and I quote, "There is nothing else to discuss in terms of the former facility," end quote. Instead, she said, the parish must look to the future, and I quote, "It is time to move forward, and we are grateful to the people of St. Patrick's who have done just that and have created such a vibrant community here," end quote. However, the Friends group is pushing forward with its plan to organize a nonprofit organization, raise funds, and restore the building. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Register Star that the Chatham teenager missing for more than a week has been located and is safe. Blake Tuttrow, 17, called his mother from Indiana on Wednesday, September the 21st, to say where he was and that he was okay. Chatham High School junior was driven by a friend to Indiana where his father resides. Tuttrow was last seen on Tuesday, September the 13th, after he left home following a disagreement with his mother, police say. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Wednesday, September the 21st, the State Education Department announced proposed revisions to the Common Core learning standards used in classrooms across New York. Revisions were proposed specifically to the English Language Arts and Math standards. Standards are written descriptions of what students are expected to know and able to do at a specific stage of their education. Two committees of more than 130 educators and parents recommended changes to 60% of the ELA standards and 55% of the math standards. Recommended changes include a reorganization of the writing standards, a refocus on the pre-K to grade 2 ELA standards, including a strong emphasis on the whole child and the importance of play as an instructional strategy, and a streamlining of reading for information and reading for literature standards to ensure a balance of both types of reading across all grades. The committee also recommended a clarification of the math standards and suggested the focus of major content and skills for each grade level be improved. New York first adopted the higher standards in 2010 and began testing students on those standards in 2013. The State Education Department is accepting public comment on the draft standards through November the 4th. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. John Faso and his wife, Mary Frances, released their local property tax totals on September the 21st, the same day Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney released his tax records in 2012. While current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has shown no indication he will ever show his tax records, Republican Faso said he paid $12,598 in local property taxes in 2015, with $8,210 to the Ichabod Crane School District, $3,334 to the town of Kinderhook and Columbia County, and $1,054 to the village of Kinderhook. Faso was running against Democrat Zephyr Teachout to replace Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook in Washington, D.C. Abbott Brandt reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that on September the 21st, civil rights and obstruction charges were brought against the state correction officers involved in a 2013 beating of an inmate at Downstate Correctional Facility. United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Brett Behara, announced the charges against the corrections officers include conspiracy to deprive civil rights, deprivation of civil rights under color of law, conspiracy to falsify records, and falsifying records. Inmate Kevin Moore was transferred from the Coxsackie Correctional Facility to Fishkill Prison for one night on November the 12th, 2013, on his way to a New York City court appearance. But shortly after he arrived, the corrections officers brutally beat him, and I quote, for an extended period of time with fists, boots, and batons, causing many life-threatening injuries, including 5 fractured ribs, a collapsed lung, and facial fractures in multiple places, end quote. According to the indictment, the correction officers met within Downstate to, and I quote, fabricate a story to justify the excessive force that they and other correction officers had used against Moore, end quote. The story names correction officers Sergeant Kathy Scott, George Santiago Jr., and Carson Morris as responsible. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that on September 20th, the Ulster County Legislature voted 18-0 to oppose a proposal to establish anchoring sites on the Hudson River for large vessels. 5 legislators were absent for the vote, and the resolution is just a show of opinion. The Coast Guard is proposing 10 anchoring sites from Kingston and Rhinebeck to just north of New York City at the request of the Maritime Association of the Port of New York, New Jersey, Tug and Barge Committee, the Hudson River Port Pilots Association, and the American Waterways Operators. The Coast Guard said the anchorage grounds, and I quote, may improve navigation safety along an extended portion of the Hudson River, which currently has no anchorage grounds, allowing for a safer and more efficient flow of vessel traffic, end quote. Opponents don't want to block the view shed with barges and worry that the number of vessels carrying Bakken crude oil along the river would increase if the proposal is approved. Ulster County Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk has asked for a public hearing locally, and he said the Coast Guard told Ronk that they will, and I quote, consider, end quote, his request. Coast Guard recently extended the public comment period on the anchorage proposal from September the 7th to December the 6th. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman reports that New York's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants the Environmental Protection Agency to reverse the decision to stop dredging the Hudson River of polychlorinated biphenyl, or PCBs. Last year, General Electric ended its 6-year, $1.5 billion work to remove 2.75 million cubic yards of PCB-contaminated sediment under a federal Superfund project. Last month, New York officials said around 35% of the PCBs discharged from factories north of Albany weren't removed from the river as GE stopped dredging efforts. An EPA official says they will respond to Gillibrand's letter directly. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 82 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Sunrise today was at 6:44 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:51 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 22nd day of September 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.